Phoenix Audio presents Tunnel Vision by Sarah Paretsky, read by Shannon Engelman. Chapter 1. Power Failure. When the power went, I was finishing a 10-page report. My office turned black, the computer groaned to a halt. Helpless, I watched my words fade to a ghostly outline that glowed on the screen before vanishing, like the mocking grin of a Cheshire cat. I cursed myself and the building owners impartially. If I'd stuck with my mother's old Olivetti instead of going electronic, I could have finished my work by candlelight and left. But if the Culpepper brothers weren't scuttling the Pulteney building, the power wouldn't have gone off. I'd had my office there for 10 years, so long I'd come to overlook its litany of ills. Decades of grime obscured the bas-reliefs on the brass doors and filled in missing chips in the lobby's marble floor. Great chunks of plaster were missing from the cornices in the upper floors. 3 ladies' rooms served the whole building, and the toilets backed up more often than they worked. For that matter, I'd just about memorized the design on the elevator panels during the hours I'd been stuck in it. All these evils were made palatable by the Pulteney's low rents. I should have realized long since that the Culpepper boys were waiting for the wave of loop redevelopment to wash this far south, waiting for the day when the building would be worth more dead than alive. The dickering we did every fall, in which I walked away triumphant without a rent hike, and they left without agreeing to put in new plumbing or wiring, should have been a warning to a detective like me who specializes in fraud, arson, and commercial misbehavior. But as with many of my clients, cash flow was too insistent a problem for me to look beyond relief from my immediate woes. The building had already been 1/3 empty when the Culpeppers handed out their notice at New Year's. They tried first to bribe, then to force the rest of us into leaving. Some did, but tenants who could take the Pulteney couldn't easily afford new space. Hard times were pushing everyone.